We have some parts of the country that are very, very worried about how this transition will mean for their state, their locality, for their jobs. And so this is not going to be an easy task. But I would say across the board, capital is moving, and it's going to move very rapidly. And I'm very proud that I could tell you right now, every hydrocarbon company in the United States is now focused on this. Whereas I would say 3-4 years ago, they weren't. They did not believe it. And so we are making change. And I would say we're making more rapid change because of Bill and other people who are expressing this openly.
The bulk of emissions in the decades ahead will come from developing countries. Let's think of it in three tiers. The rich countries, that's Europe, US, Japan. The middle-income countries, that's where most of humanity lives. That's China on the high end, high middle income, and India on the low end. And you've got Brazil, Mexico, Indonesia, Vietnam, a lot of the world's population there. And then you have some very poor countries, a lot in Africa. The responsibility to innovate rests entirely on the rich countries, and particularly on the U.S., because the U.S. has the universities, the national labs, it's got the ability to organize risk-oriented capital. So we will not solve climate change without the rich world driving down dramatically. That's what will make it economic for the middle-income countries who are not responsible for the historic emissions and who are dealing with more basic needs.